Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Network, all out of Ohio. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right here from the get-go, we go live to Tony Saig, who is there, in fact, very close to center stage where it all unfolded. Hey, Tony from TRN, thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Great to be with you and your listeners, Kate. How are you doing?
Awesome. Let's talk about the, I called it the kids' table, meaning the candidates who didn't make it onto the prime time festivities, the debate.
Yeah.
But I heard and I saw that most of the conversation now has been hours later is about Carly Fiorina and how she did. Did you feel that she came out head and shoulders better than anyone else?
There was no doubt that she made the most of the opportunity. Some people called it the kids' table. Some people called it the happy hour debate because it was hosted at 5 o'clock. It was clear that she was confident going into it. She made her points. She pivoted to Hillary more than anybody else, which I think many felt was not done enough in both debates. And she showed a level of confidence and confidence, I think, that really made her a clear winner. Now, look, that being said, I think Rick Perry helped himself in that debate on policy points. Bobby Jindal did as well. I think Dorothy Tackey did fairly well. But if you want to really handicap and say who emerged from that crowd as potentially able to climb into that top tier, I think without a doubt it would be surprising if Carly Fiorina now finds herself in the top 10 based on her performance today.
Yeah, and it looked like a lot of people, as soon as she came off the stage, everybody, she was the clear winner, that everybody was rushing up to her. So it was kind of her moment, right?
It was her moment for sure. In fact, you know, I've been covering these things for a while, and I've been a communications person for a while. We always laughingly say that when you're in the spin room, you got to find the person who has the biggest press gaggle around them. That's how you know who won the debate. And there was absolutely no contest. Carly sucked up a lot of that energy, and rightfully so. You know, she was poised. She had a message. She was clear and confident. And, you know, when you really think about the nuance of leveling attacks on our opponent, particularly likely to be Hillary Clinton, she's proven to be particularly adept, much more than, you know, some would argue a Donald Trump or even a Jeb Bush, not only in her capacity, but her willingness to go on the offensive. And she does quite well, and, you know, you got her, I think, a very clear, decisive win today.
All right, so we jump up to the real thing, primetime Donald Trump. That's what everybody wanted to know, how Donald Trump was going to do. How do you think he did?
Well, look, from the perspective of attention, he certainly got it. From the perspective of candor, he certainly delivered it. I had not been very sure whether or not Trump was going to alter his strategy. I didn't think he would, and clearly he didn't. That being said, I think what you did see tonight was a much more pointed attempt to kind of push back Donald Trump from his fellow candidates. Rand Paul, from the onset, kind of took him on, and, you know, you had others bringing up his lack of consistency in his conservatism. You know, even the debate moderators had reminded Donald Trump about some of his more inflammatory comments, particularly toward women that were degrading. The fact that he's advocated for some sort of single-payer health care system in the past, the fact that he's obviously been the beneficiary of crony capitalism and government largesse, you know, filed bankruptcy 4 times. So, listen, he gave it back as much as he got it tonight. He got it as much as he gave it back tonight. And I do think you might not see him lose a lot of support, but there is this feeling that maybe Trump's hand has kind of met its last kind of ace after tonight, particularly his engagement, not so nice engagement with Megyn Kelly at one point.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I think he made a huge mistake with Megyn Kelly when she questioned him, calling women fat pigs, dogs, slobs, that whole thing. And then he said, well, that was Rosie O'Donnell made a joke. And I think that could blow back on him. But bigger blowback, really, I think, is when he wouldn't rule out a third-party run, because you could hear the audience hissing, and you were there, and you heard that.
No doubt. And, you know, this unfortunately reinforces this idea that Donald Trump is really on a singular mission, and that's for his own promotion. And I think that question set a very aggressive tone, in some cases maybe not a great aggressive tone for the debate. There was a lot of combativeness from the onset. I wonder what the debate would have been like had that been the last question asked. But look, you know what? Donald Trump has made it very clear that, you know, he's not committing to rule out anything, and he views it as leverage and obviously a negotiation. You know, that's how he works, and that's also kind of what's made him popular. So I don't know why he would alter that strategy, even though clearly it would be to the benefit of the party to unite against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I thought Marco Rubio came out really well, really eloquent. He was aggressive on some things, but didn't attack anybody, made his case for the reason why he was running. If I were going to pick a winner, I would have to say I thought he won. Who do you think won?
I think you nailed it, Kate. You know, he was consistent the whole night through. He had, I think, the greatest moments of inspiration for sure. And it's funny because, you know, Rubio's track tonight was very similar to the track that he's basically been pursuing as a candidate. He was low-key, but he seized moments, and he was acceptable to all. You know, there were others, you know, who clearly fed off Rubio's answers, others who cited Rubio's answers as, you know, kind of positive. I think he kept his head down and was not caught in the crosshairs of Donald Trump's fight or Rand Paul and Chris Christie's fight. He kind of stayed the course and really did a very nice job seizing moments. I think he was the most decisive winner out of tonight. But look, I think if you're Chris Christie, I think if you're John Kasich, you know, you also could point to some really good moments, definitely some points scored. Scott Walker maybe too. Jeb Bush was a little more, I think, flat, but, you know, delivered some important moments again for himself. But those are the guys who I think kind of put at least some points on the board, enough for their supporters to claim some level of momentum coming out of tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Last thing, I thought the fiery moment was Christie and Paul clashing over terrorism, really the whole Warren thing and Bill of Rights is what, you know, Rand Paul was yelling about. But I think Christie got the better of him at the end of that. What do you think?
Consistent, again, with my feelings on this, Kate. You know what? Even if you, on an ideological kind of argument, said they both made their points, I think the fact that Rand Paul's body language is eye-rolling when Christie was citing how he had spent time hugging the victims of 9/11, the victims' families, I think, you know, just kind of really showed the fact that Rand Paul had a lot of bad moments. And in fact, there was a very funny moment when just Donald Trump kind of looked at him and said, "You're having a tough night. I know." It really was one of those things that just kind of crystallized the idea that if anyone left here as a being viewed as a loser of this debate, it probably was Senator Rand Paul.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Tony Fagg, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. We appreciate it, man.
Okay, my pleasure. Have a good evening.
You too. All right, right there, he's there, and there's still some people milling about as it's really wrapped up, obviously. But some big moments, I think, in the debate was the one I pointed out, the Christie Paul thing. Trump called on the carpet. Again, he goes after Megyn Kelly. Don't know that that's going to play so well. I thought that Mike Huckabee was pretty steady, too, in his delivery and what he talked about. Who do you think won this debate? Maybe you don't think it was Marco Rubio. And what do you think the big moment was? You can throw in your two cents. Is there anybody you would vote for right now for president based on what you just saw in that debate? You can send it to me, americatonight.net, or dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Let's go! Walks slowly down the street with a grateful way down low. No sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet sprint. To the side of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust, and another one down, and another one down. Another one bites the dust, hey, hey. I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight as we zig and zag all over the place. Pretty exciting stuff, actually. The debate did signify one thing, that, yep, we're going through another election. Yep, another election is coming our way much sooner than you can blink your eyes, because 2016 is closer than you think. As I said before, to me that's frightening. Before you know it, we'll be into the New Hampshire stuff and Iowa, and we'll be closer to seeing who the pieces on the board are going to be and where they're moving. What is interesting is that it is wide open. The fact that it's wide open. A lot of you responded. We did a mailbag earlier. So many of you were actually sending me emails while you were watching that debate in some point in the debate. You can still keep those emails flowing at AmericaTonight.net. We'll be talking about the next debate coming up. There's no debating this. It's a terrible thing when you've got a situation where you have somebody who's in the country illegally, who is now being held in a rape, murder, horror show for this California woman, one of two guys, in fact, in connection with last month's home invasion They killed a 64-year-old woman, and they were in the country, or one of them was in the country illegally and on probation. Victor Martinez Ramirez, 29 years old, charged along with Jose Fernando Villagomez, in that attack. It happened in a place where I used to live. I used to live in a cool town called Santa Maria. In fact, that's where I really first started my radio career. And there are a lot of illegals, probably now more than before, because you have fields there. You have strawberry fields and other fields where there are workers who are getting work there, and they're drawn to that area. They're drawn to California, and that's one of the areas for some of the big farms there. So, you know, the one guy was on probation for committing a battery against a woman a year ago, and that was, you know, while he was in possession of meth. And so the list goes on. There were just terrible things that were, there were charges there. And the fact that this happened outraged so many people. I mean, this poor woman, Marilyn Ferris, beaten with a hammer and assaulted in this, in a morning attack, and then died at the hospital. And, you know, one of the guys ran, but was tracked down by a police dog, so that was good that they were able to catch him. And the one that escaped, or the one that immediately ran, and then the dog found his scent, pleaded not guilty to attempted murder, first-degree burglary, and assault with intent to commit rape. And those charges could be upgraded following, you know, because of the death. So he's being held on $1 million bail. And then you had the second one who was booked on suspicion of assault and attempted murder. And he was already behind bars after an arrest on a probation violation. So people are outraged by this because now here they're saying, look what happens. Once again, massive crimes, no accountability, security, whatever. And then this woman is the victim because, you know, of this home invasion and because of the oversight or not going for the jugular with these two, look what happens. I mean, yeah, really. And then kind of adding to it, if you wanted to go down the lane of horrible things that just make you shake your head and say, wow, really? You got to be kidding me. We talk about security at airports, and yet we keep seeing these breaches. The latest one that's gotten some buzz is this woman who was able to talk her way past a guard at an Illinois airport and go into the cockpit of a private plane before she was caught and then taken to a hospital for psychiatric observation. So it was this Global Express plane that was on the tarmac of the St. Louis downtown airport. And she, you know, she wound up at the airfield and easily got by. And the next thing you know, there she was. Now, a little bit different than a major airport getting in there, which we've seen enough of that. But they don't think that is connected to any kind of terrorism. But when something like that happens, you still have to have the usual suspects involved. So the FBI is involved. Homeland Security, federal prosecutors, they're looking at it. Even a bomb squad, because they had to take the precautions. She surrendered. That was it. But they said that she packed her luggage for a short vacation. She said she had an interest in flying to New York and China, but was in a trained pilot. So was she going to get on the plane and figure out how to fly it? You know, she breaches the security, no problem. And then she was going to get on the plane with this idea that she had in her head, and somehow she was going to get these powers that were going to enable her to fly away. Who knows? So probably a sad story to that, and the fact that she must not be well. But I think the other part of this is, no matter what airstrip it is, How are you getting that close? How's that happening? It's because the security guard, you know, she talked her way past the security guard and he didn't ask the right questions, I suppose. But pretty frightening, because who knows what kind of damage or what could have happened if there was something more to that story. All right, this is a sad story. This has turned into a very sad story, and we've talked about this a bunch, and some of you even actually called in and talked about it. But the two teenagers who went missing off of the Florida Atlantic coast, they now have found these life jackets that they say were definitely tied to that boat. So the two Florida teenagers who were just 14 years old, they found the boat, which was capsized, but they found that a week ago. And then they called off the search 1 week after they went missing, and there was volunteers who were looking for the teenagers. And they found these life jackets. So now there's the question is, okay, we found the jackets. We'd called off the search and everything, but we found something that's a definite tie to them. Can we find their bodies, or can we find out what happened? And that's the bigger question. And so far, the clues were the life preservers, but nothing else has come up as a result of that. But this just happened during the day, so you can bet they'll continue to flush out in that area and see if they're able to find, find what we believe is, and maybe not, but believe is their remains, which is so sad. Then I think of 14, they're in the boat, who knows, decided to go out further. I've said this already, I've seen it with my own eyes. When you have a crazy rogue wave, somebody's leaning too much in the other direction, and then before you know it, you know, the rest is history after that. Pretty sad for the families, though, who really don't want to even give up the search, because they really believe they could be out there somewhere, that they could be out there. All right, and this, I'm going to end with this one for this segment, sort of an odds and ends deal. I saw a link to this, or somebody sent me a link to it, but what do you make of this study? They have studies about everything, though, right? It's like the old joke about everything will give you cancer. Remember that? Because one day you'd read all these list of things and you say, I'll never eat those again. And then they were good for you. Well, how about this? For older people without dementia, fuzzy thinking, they say lack of self-control. They say older people who score badly on a test of decision-making and problem-solving, so-called executive function skills, had double the risk of heart attacks, 50% higher risk of stroke compared to people who did better on the test. Wow. Stay with us. We're going to the movies next on America Tonight.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The insanity of whatever is going on in your world. We'll often, when the right movie comes along, go and check out the flicks. If you go to the movies and send me a cheap movie review, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Now, this is getting a lot of attention. If you watch any tube at all, even for the sake of just watching the debates tonight, you would have seen it. Ricky Flash is a movie that's got Meryl Streep and her daughter, Mamie Gummer, in it. And this is, you know, it's kind of getting mixed reviews. Some are saying thumbs up and some are saying thumbs down, that this isn't a great movie for Meryl Streep. Listen to this little clip we have of it.
I'm Ricky Randazzo, and I'd like to introduce my band, The Flash. Like a cold one on a summer day.
Hello? I've been trying to call you. It's Julie, our daughter. Max left her.
What?
You brought your guitar?
Yeah, just the one.
Whoa, Mom, you're here. Like the 80s all over again.
Hope Maureen doesn't mind that I'm here.
Oh, hi.
We were really concerned about Julie.
What happened?
Max came home and told me that he was in love with a girl named Nicole. She's going to be all right. She's always been a fighter.
Well, she's had to be.
Here
Here she comes.
I have all my kids in one room.
Mom.
Uh-oh.
Why aren't you wearing your engagement ring?
You two are engaged?
Who wants some appetizers?
We're practically eloping, Mom.
Why don't you be honest, Josh, and just tell Mom that you don't want her at the wedding?
Sir, would you like another martini?
Yeah, keep them coming.
Thing is, today I'm more confused.
God, I've missed so much.
There was a hole in this family, and I filled it.
They're all grown up now.
You think because you screwed up once, you don't get a second chance?
Hey!
Why did you walk out on my daughter?
Our daughter.
Julie hates you.
That may be. And I have to live with that every day of my life, but now you have to live with the pain you caused.
It doesn't matter if the kids love you or not. It's not their job to love you. It's your job to love them.
Call in sick. Go to the old neighborhood.
Sometimes a girl just needs her mother.
Lots of things are going to change in your life.
One day you're going to wake up and find a gray hair.
And I don't mean on your head.
I was never a traditional mom. But I am a musician, and I'd like to give all I have to you.
Wow, so Meryl Streep has three Oscars, Kramer versus Kramer, Sophie's Choice, The Iron Lady, out of 18 nominations. Don't think she's going to be nominated for this one. Might wait for it to come out when it's streaming. But if you're a huge Meryl Streep fan, you'll probably go and see anything that she's in. Ricky N. The Flash is the name of this. And this script was by Diablo Cody, who was the ex-stripper who wrote Juno, which is kind of an interesting, fun fact about that. And plus Streep's daughter's in it. So for what it's worth, I would wait until it streams. Fantastic Four, here's what this sounds like.
When I grow up, I want to be the first person to teleport himself.
Even if you could build it?
I've already built it.
Is it next to your flying car?
I'm not working on that anymore.
Bree, you're insane. Thanks.
It is our duty as human beings to push forward into the unknown. But sometimes you're looking to discover one thing and you find something else.
I just want to fix my friends.
We can't change the past, but we can change the future.
I'm gonna need a heat-resistant workshop and a big-ass sunroof.
They are dangerous and powerful, which makes them extremely valuable to the government.
You promised me you wouldn't use my kids as weapons.
You think we let power hand it to you? You don't know anything about what's coming.
What is coming?
Doom.
This is our chance to make a difference.
We're family.
If we do this, we do it our way.
What if we say no?
Say yes.
This is the end of your world and the beginning of mine.
He's stronger than any of us.
He's not stronger than all of us.
All right, so here's some of the reviews for Fantastic Four. Hollywood Reporter says, Fantastic Four feels like a 100-minute trailer for a movie that never happens. Ooh, ouch. Miami Herald says, Fantastic Four is a synthetic burnout, an assembly line product, a movie a group of people made just because they could. Critics don't like it. Kate Mara's in it. She plays one of the main roles in Fantastic Four. There's a lot of CGI, of course, in this. That's not a surprise. It's a Marvel thing. So whenever you're doing the Marvel comics, usually they do well. But this one is getting tanked by all accounts for what it's worth. The they say that it's too erratic the way it's shot. You've got Miles Teller as Reed Richards, Kate Mara, I mentioned her, Sue Storm, Michael B. Jordan, Johnny Storm, and Jamie Bell as Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing. So I say you be the judge. If you're really into that comic and you just have to see it, go. Although you might be disappointed. If you're a gamer, you understand Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z. Here's what this one sounds like.
I am the Dragon Senra. I shall grant you any wish. Now speak.
I wish for Frieza. Bring him back to life.
Your wishes have been fulfilled.
Just got dark.
Something tells me we're in trouble.
Spent years waiting patiently in hell for the chance to get revenge against the Thing.
Well, as strong as Goku's gotten, he's gonna make your face look even worse.
What sort of fool do you think I am?
Soldier, give them everything you've got!
Here they come!
Right, let's do this!
I think it's time you stop talking and start showing me.
I've been waiting such a long time for you.
No more tricks, no reserves.
I'm going to take my final fall from the start.
I'm not here to take sides. What? Frieza has a new form! Goku! His power is amazing!
Don't tell me you're surprised. Of course my vengeance must be satisfied. Epic battle, my old nemesis.
All right, so Funimation Films said it did really well on opening day. It just opened a day ago, a soft opening, $1.97 million at the box office, doing okay. And they're going to open up more screens now for the full opening over the weekend. And it is... they say for anime, it's the eighth highest anime opening of all time and the first limited event-style theatrical release to crack the top 10. Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F. You understand this film if you are a fan of the game. So the soft opening was 1,000 theaters. Now they're going to kick it open wide. It'll be interesting to see how it does there. You have to be in the game, I think, to understand it and really into anime, too, as well. And then you would get it. So it makes sense. Definitely the younger set going to see this, millennials and probably below. So there you go. If you go see a movie, do that cheap movie review and send it to me. Good job, Kyle. Rock on, everyone, and hang with us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, isn't that guy? I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
America. Kate Delaney, ATN, of course, watching the debates and picking apart who were the winners, who dominated, who didn't do quite as well. Donald Trump, you know, it's funny, I didn't think Donald Trump did, he did, you know, he was kind of flat, he just flatlined. But I was just reading something from somebody else's perspective where they said he dominated. I was like, what? Dominated? How did he dominate? He was himself, I suppose. But he might be a television personality, but I don't think that he pushed himself out as this great candidate that would make a great president. I mean, there were certainly high expectations for him, just like Jeb Bush, who absolutely did not look comfortable. He was okay, but he didn't look comfortable. He doesn't look comfortable to me, and he didn't look comfortable in this debate. Chris Christie was the normal Chris Christie, who's very passionate about what he's going to do to fix what's wrong in this country. And I think Marco Rubio did way better than expected. Scott Walker didn't do too much. He's just kind of an acceptable-ish guy. Ted Cruz was very consistent. The whole conservative label thing, if he wanted to score points with the Christian right, He certainly did that, and he emphasizes that, and that's who he is. So he was, like I said before, who he is. Mike Huckabee seemed comfortable, knows the issues, has done this before, and he knows how to be a candidate. But does he really have enough in the tank to win the nomination? Because it's all about getting that nomination. It's who's going to be the Republican nominee. The presumptive nominee, whether people like it or not, is really Jeb Bush. But if he continues, I think, to flatline, how is he the nominee? How is Jeb Bush the nominee? How would you feel if Jeb Bush was who emerged as the Republican Party's candidate against whatever Democrat, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, or some other surprise? Would that be okay with you? Which was why the curveball and the question to Trump was interesting, because Trump has just had all this momentum, and there are people that will absolutely still want to vote for Donald Trump, and if he were to go third party, how much would that freeze out the Republicans? That is still an intriguing question, absolutely, to look at. All right, on that note, a lot of you responded. Let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh. Thanks, Angie. This one is from Angie, who says, Kate, I couldn't wait to let my fingers do the talking and send you this email. I'm in the middle of watching the debate, and I have to say, Donald Trump is brutal. I kind of like some of the things that he was saying leading up to the debate, but I don't think he'd make necessarily a great president. He seems almost as though he could care less about the issues he's not involved in. And he's a little snarky to Megyn Kelly. You can't be presidential and be that kind of snarky, even if it is authentic. So I say Donald Trump lost me. I think there may be more people like you that feel the same way. Here's one from Bob in Illinois. I know he's from Illinois because he says Bob in Illinois. Bob here. Hey, America Tonight. Hi, Kate. Watching the debate, I really like the class act that Ben Carson is. He just is not vivacious enough to get my vote to be president because he doesn't seem to me like he has the ultimate leadership quality. You asked the other night, what is it you want to see in a president? And it was interesting. I agree with what you said. Authenticity is big, but leadership has to be in that mix. And I just don't feel he might be a leader as there was as a surgeon, but I don't see him as that guy in the Oval Office. I think Marco Rubio did extremely well. I wasn't even really thinking about him, so it was interesting to watch him debate. Huckabee was pretty decent, too. I'm not sure who gets my vote right now, but it has made it much more interesting. This one from Rudy. Kate, what a debate. It was kind of interesting, and maybe because there was so much hype heading into it, I thought I knew who I was going to vote for. Now, I'm not necessarily quite as sure. I watched the debate before the primetime debate, and I have to say, even though it's easy to jump on this bandwagon, because I'm certain a lot of people will be talking about her, but Carly Fiorina came out of nowhere and pretty much held her own, had some interesting things to say, and I think pushes herself into the next batch. And it'd be fun to watch her on a primetime debate go up against some of the other candidates who we saw a little bit later. But I think she can hold her own. This one from Paul. Wow. Interesting what was said about immigration. I think that Marco Rubio made a great point about all the people who legally want to come to the United States, spend every cent they have, and yet they're still in line. And geez, if they just came across illegally, then they'd be here and they could suffer whatever penalty that was about. But instead, they keep getting denied. Somehow we keep forgetting that. Okay, here's one from Thomas. Another Floridian, I love it when they call you, but I'm from Arcadia. I've heard you mention the station before, WFLN, and I got a big chuckle when you said last year you spent some time in Florida and you went to Arcadia and loved the antiquing, we do have some awesome antiques in our cool little town. This little town is probably split in a lot of different directions because whenever we talk about politics, almost all of my friends are picking somebody else. I was for Jeb Bush. Now, I'm not so sure. He seems, as you have said many times, Kate, a little disinterested or something. He just doesn't seem comfortable. I would have to say Cruz, Rubio, or Huckabee. It's probably right now today between the three of them as to who I would vote for. And I would hope that one of them would get the nomination unless something drastically changes, which, as you know, is always possible. Yeah, it is always possible in politics, whichever the way the wind blows in this particular day. Okay, let's take this one from Ralph. Boy, everybody was hitting me up right before even the debates wrapped up. I'm at the tail end of these debates, and I have to say, I think Megyn Kelly actually did pretty well in the whole questioning thing, but I really believe Donald Trump is still the story. He wasn't so great. He wasn't the Donald Trump that we're used to seeing, and the questions that he was asked, he didn't like necessarily and took kind of a chunk out of Megyn Kelly, which I thought was stupid. But I would say he didn't do anything to get me fired up. And I think when you hear a debate, you want to be fired up about the person you think should be elected. And I'm not so sure. I'm kind of confused as to who I would vote for now based on what I saw in the debate. I want to see the next one. It makes me anxious to see whatever happens the next time around. Okay, let's get one more in quickly. Seymour. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a very long time. I have been listening. I've been downloading from the GCM website because my hours are all over the map. Cleveland, Ohio really wins this debate because so many eyes were on Cleveland and the arena was completely full. If I had to pick a person, I suppose I would pick Marco Rubio. I like some of the points he made and he seemed a little bit more presidential than some of the other people on the stage to me. He wasn't necessarily somebody that I would have said before, but I wouldn't have ruled him out. He would have been in my top five heading into the debate. So I was pleasantly surprised at the way he came out after the debate. Yeah, Rubio would be on that shortlist, I think, by anyone's standards. Trump is still the story. Trump not doing very much to help himself. And also Jeb Bush. After the debate, every announcement I saw, hardly anyone was even talking about Jeb Bush. That means you're kind of irrelevant, right? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.